You are listening to the Mother of All Podcasts.
Each week, we will break down a popular topic revolving around parenting and relate it back to our own lives. We're not parenting experts, but we're living out parenting each day and sharing our experiences along the way.
Hey everyone, so if you haven't already heard, Taylor and I are affiliates for the Go Guarded company. The way I learned about them is because I am a runner and I love anything that can make me feel comfortable on my run. So Jody Fisher is fabulous. We had an episode with her previously. She talks about the company and all the wonderful products that she has for anybody who's a runner, likes to be active, out, hiking, walking across campuses, walking to your car, any way to keep females and males safe in any instance. So go ahead and go to our show notes, click the link, use the code M-O-T-H-E-R in all caps. So that's mother in all caps for 10% off. And you will love this. I promise. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Mother of All Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Taylor.
And Sam.
And today we are going to be talking all about Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble till you wobble. So we're going to be talking about everything from the sides, the turkey, your kids, all of that good stuff, all the stories and everything like that we can think of tonight.
Well, we're recording this at the beginning of November, and this is a big question for all of you and you, Taylor, because you already know my answer. Have you started decorating for Christmas yet?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not. I have a nice little, like, I've got my nice little pumpkins decorated, so after Halloween, like, as soon as everybody left my house, I went around my house and I picked up all the Halloween decorations. And then this past weekend, I put up all of our Thanksgiving decorations. So
I think if I had Thanksgiving decorations, I would decorate, but I have none.
Yeah. I used to have this issue with trying to put up all of the fall decorations all at one time.
Yeah.
And it was too much. Like, it was way too much. Like, Brandon's my husband, by the way. He would get overwhelmed and he would be like, it's too much clutter. I can't handle it. And eventually I was like, you know, you're right. Like, this is too much. So, like, and I have a lot of Halloween decorations. And I don't have a lot of, like, fall decorations. Yeah. So I just kept all of my fall stuff.
Nice.
Way.
Oh, hold on one second. We have a Pinky's sleeper. I see that smirk. Go back to your bedroom. What? Come here. What are you trying to tell me? You're tired of sleeping. No, you are not going to be on here. You need to go to bed, ma'am. You know what? If you go back to your room and when I get done talking to Miss Taylor, then I'll come lay with you, okay? So you stay in your room. If you come out, I won't come in. You close my door. You go back in your room. And then I'll come in when I'm done. You have to stay in your room. I promise. Hey, good night. I love you. Goes, I'm tired of sleeping.
Is that your oldest or your youngest?
My youngest. She's come out like four times already.
Oh man.
Yeah. No, I have like no fault decorations, but it's a problem for me. The only decorations we have, like, I have never bought, like, officially really bought decorations for any holiday. Yeah. The only decorations we technically have in our home that we own are all hand-me-downs. So we don't even have enough decorations for Christmas. And Luke, my husband, told me the other day we need to go buy stuff. And I was like, I don't think we do. It overwhelms me having too much.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we need to buy more. I'm like, oh my God, we already have enough. But I've never really bought anything for holidays. It's all been for my mother-in-law and my mom.
Yeah.
But we already put our Christmas tree up, and then last year we got a tree for my mom for the girls. So I put it by their bedroom, outside their bedroom in the hallway.
Oh, that's cute.
They decorated it. And then I had a second Christmas tree from when Luke and I lived in our apartment. That was from his grandma. All of our stuff are hand-me-downs, like all of our trees, or they've been given to us. And then I have a second one down in our basement.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool, though, that you didn't have to pay for all of it. You know what I mean?
I'm way too much of a cheapskate.
I always go the day after the holiday.
That's an amazing idea.
And I get everything that's like 70% off. Like Brandon and I, when we first started dating, we went to Target the day after Christmas. And we bought our Christmas tree that we're still using now. And it was like 70% off. It didn't even have a box. It was one of the displays.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And it was like a $400 Christmas tree. We got it for like $100.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was really nice. We just went out and bought like one of those big bags to put it in. So we just...
Yeah, we have a Christmas bag too for our tree.
Yeah, so we just lug it up the steps when it's Christmas time. And then a lot of the stuff, like, so we got married right before Christmas, like the week before. So like we went on our honeymoon and we came back on Christmas Eve. Like we went on a cruise. I remember sitting in church on Christmas Eve, like rocking back and forth. Because like when you're on a cruise ship for so many days, like you kind of get used to it. Like your equilibrium, you know, kind of sets in. And like I remember sitting at church being like, oh, my God. And like we're rocking, you know, it was all in my head. But anyway, so I buy all of my decorations like right after the holiday when they're like really cheap.
That's such a smart idea. I need to do that.
Or at least most of them. This weekend I went to Michael's with my daughter. Because they had, on Sundays in November, they have these make-break classes for kids. And, well, I guess it says for all ages. They're free classes. And so they had little ornaments. My dog is crying at me. She wants me to let her outside. Do you mind if I let her outside really fast?
That's good.
Come on. No, you cannot have my cookie. No. Little turd tried to take my cookie.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Over here crying at me. I'm thinking she must really have to go outside. She never does this. Usually she just lays next to me and sleeps. My only concern is that she's snoring. Tonight she's over. You're not getting any of it. Stop looking at it. It's mine.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but keep telling me about the Michaels.
Yeah, so Michael's has these things. It's on Sundays. They're called make breaks, and they're free classes for all ages, it says. But there were mostly kids there. So I took my daughter, and they made an ornament. And so when I signed up for the class, I thought it was like you could put your handprint on the bottom of the ornament. But when I got there, the kids were putting their paint on the inside of the ornament, which I had never thought of. Like, that's super creative. And then they were moving them around to get the paint all over the inside of the ornament, which is cool. So my daughter did that with like every color in the rainbow. And then we walked around the store like that. The class was free, but then I ended up spending $40 on stuff that we probably don't need. Yep. But we're going to make people ornaments now. So
fun.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think my son can probably help us do it too. Like, it was really easy. Like, I was expecting it to be like a process to make the ornament, but really it only took like 5 minutes to do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but it was cool. So they have those classes like all November. I don't really know if they have them in December, but anyway, so that was a lot of fun. If you don't live in the St. Louis area, you can always check your local Michael's website and see if they have something like that. Also, like, I posted a little TikTok and somebody posted on there and said, mentioned Lowe's and Home Depot, and they have classes for free for kids too. I know Home Depot does theirs the first Sunday or first Saturday of the month.
It's the first Saturday of the month.
Yeah. Yeah. So pretty cool stuff there. But, back to Thanksgiving.
I don't know. My plans always change every year. Like, it's never in the same place year to year for my family. I don't know if that's how it is for yours. And in the past, it's always been a struggle because I'm having a hard time focusing. I have a cookie on my table, and I don't feel like it's appropriate to eat it while I'm talking, but my dog would really like to eat it, and she has her head on my shoulder right now. She really wants it. She's not going to get it, though. Anyway, I'm having trouble focusing.
That's okay.
Do you always go to the same place on Thanksgiving?
No, my mom's family changes it every year. And then my husband's family, I don't even think they do Thanksgiving anymore on his dad's side. And then my dad's side, we usually go. Theirs is hard to keep up with. I'm not even sure who's doing it this year. And then we go to his uncle's house on Thanksgiving. So usually we have multiple places to go.
Yeah.
And it's a little...
All in one day?
All in one day.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so usually we only do, like... His uncle's is usually late at night, and then we usually during the day is my mom's side of the family, because it's just a little bit easier, and there's a lot more younger kids. And
that makes sense.
Because it's nice for my kids and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had done for the longest time, because Brandon's from a family of divorce, so, like, doing stuff with extended family is, like, next to impossible, because trying to do stuff with his parents and my parents is also very challenging. So for a while, for like the beginning of our relationship, we would do like, you have like the breakfast slot on Thanksgiving, you have lunch, you have dinner, and then we would rotate it.
Yeah.
And we don't do that anymore, because it's one, we had kids, and then I got confused and I couldn't remember who had what from the year before, and then people got pissed off. And I was like, I'm not doing this shit anymore. You know, like, I can't do it. People are going to be pissed off regardless of whatever I do. So now
being a parent, it changes everything. It's so, holidays is so hard being a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to be all jolly and happy and do all these wonderful things, but it's also like, it brings so much stress.
It does.
And like, it does. It's just, it's a lot.
And try to throw a nap into there too. You know what I mean? Like, to keep your kids.
Well, and everybody wants to see your kids, so it's not. And then they complain if you didn't go, or if they think that you're not going to go, they'll be like, "Oh, well, I want to see the kids." And it's like, I have so many other places to go.
Right. Yeah.
It's just hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like, that's what the whole holiday is about, is seeing your family. So it's kind of like, it's really challenging. And also, like, that's what Christmas is, too. Like, mm-hmm. You want to see your family on Christmas. You want to do all the things.
Thankfully, Christmas is on a Monday this year, though. So then you have the whole weekend.
Yeah, that's nice.
To do stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I did post a poll on our Instagram page. And I asked, what's your favorite side? Which I was like, there's so many sides on Thanksgiving. Like, what's the most popular, I guess, is what I kind of went with. So the options were mashed potatoes, rolls, stuffing, and mac and cheese. And mashed potatoes was the winner.
I would say either mac and cheese or mashed potatoes. Stuffing can go. Stuffing is the Thanksgiving side for the devil.
What?
Stuffing is terrible.
I love stuffing. I didn't realize that mac and cheese was a side that people had on Thanksgiving until like 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Like, my family never had mac and cheese on Thanksgiving growing up, ever.
I would say mashed potatoes and gravy, because then you can dip. I love to take the turkey and dip it in the mashed potatoes and the gravy.
Yes. Yeah.
But I will die die on that hill of stuffing sucks. It's disgusting. It's dry. It's like you're eating literal just like, oh, gross.
Oh my gosh. Maybe you've just never had good stuffing before.
Oh, my brother loves my mom's stuffing. I have tried hers. I've tried my aunt's. Like, I've tried, like, it's not like I haven't tried them. Every time we have stuffing at different places, I've tried them. So I've tried all of these, maybe 10 different types of stuffing from different
places. Man, you're not a fan.
Not a fan.
Man, I love stuffing. When we were growing up, you either would love this or you would hate this. A lot of people who would come over to our Thanksgiving hated this. But we would have, my mom would go to White Castle's and she would get a crepe case. She made White Castle stuffing and it was delicious. It was delicious. I loved it.
White, well, Wendy, come on.
I know.
One, it's stuffing. Two, it's White Castle.
I know. I like White Castles, though. Do you not like White Castles? Oh, my gosh. I love White Castles. I don't like how it makes me feel, but I enjoy it while I'm eating it.
The thing is I'm pretty sure 99.9% of the people I've ever talked to says White Castle makes them feel terrible. Why is this place still open?
I don't know. It makes me feel like garbage, but I'm extremely happy while I'm eating their sandwiches. That's why it was like a once a year thing. It was on Thanksgiving. My mom would go get a crave case, half cheese, half original. She would use her half of original to make her stuffing. And then we would have the kind with the cheese. And then we would have everybody over to our house for dinner. And then they would all leave. And then I would feel like garbage. Because I just stuffed myself full of White Castle, and then I also stuffed myself full of Thanksgiving dinner. I did not feel good on Thanksgiving evenings, but it was fine. It's fine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You know, whatever. But it's really like an either you love it or you hate it.
I was always a person like for Thanksgiving, I never gorged myself. Because I always got scared of feeling sick. So I would literally put a minimal amount of each portion on my plate. Try it all. I would literally have a whole plate of every single item from Thanksgiving that everybody brought. And it'd be very minimal. I would taste it all to make sure I would like certain things and then go back for what I actually really liked.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of how I would do it. But then once you get to a certain age, you know exactly what you like.
Yeah.
Hash brown casseroles.
I love hash olive brown casseroles. I love olives.
Olives?
Oh, heck yes. My mom.
Okay, see, I'm learning a lot about you, Sam, and I'm sure you're learning a lot about me. I hate olives. I mean, I love black olives. I hate all the other kinds of olives.
Well, I only like pimento, like green olives, or regular, like olives with the seed in it. But I love black olives. So, like, my mom's side of the family, we are all salt lovers. Like, we love that sodium. Probably why half of them have heart disease. But they got it on. They got it all checked out. But still, like, every holiday, someone is in charge of an olive tray or a pickle tray.
Fascinating.
Yeah. It's, like, my favorite thing. Usually every year, like, I think last year for Thanksgiving, I said I would be in charge of the charcuterie board because I got to pick all the olives out and all the pickles and all the other thing like that.
Oh, nice. Okay, does your family do deviled eggs on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
They do? I always think of deviled eggs as an Easter thing.
At least I think so. Usually on Thanksgiving and Christmas, my aunt on my dad's side of the family, she makes candy baconed deviled eggs. So she does deviled eggs and she candies bacon and mixes it in. It is like Luke, if you ask my husband Luke about it, like he will tell you my Aunt Kathy makes the best fucking deviled eggs. He'll be like, candy bacon deviled eggs by your Aunt Kathy. He loves them. I think he gorged himself last time we had them.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't know. We don't ever have, well, I don't know. I don't think we've had deviled eggs. Yeah. It's just not something that I think of when I think of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I think of like starches, things that are bad for
favorite,
you.
What's your favorite pie?
My favorite pie?
Yeah. Gosh,
I really like come around to like, I really like the pie that we made last year, you and I. That pie was so good.
Well, that bourbon. And you never really
get to try it.
I know. That's really sad.
I know. It was really good. I'll probably have to make it for you at some point because it was really good. That's probably my favorite pie. That are like the chocolate, but like also the pecan pie kind of dealy bob. Like, yeah. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of pie?
I stick to the old pumpkin pie. Give me just pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm.
I don't dislike pumpkin pie. But I also don't like.
I'm like weird it. About like pecan pie. Is it pecan?
I call it pecan. Know. Have you seen pumpkin. When Harry Met Sally?
Yes.
It's like one of my favorite movies. It's probably in my top five of favorite movies. You ask a guy what his top five favorite movies are, and it's always like serious movies. Mine are all romantic comedies.
Same. Yeah. Besides Harry Potter. Ride.
Princess Bride, when Harry Met Sally. It's
on Netflix right now.
Yes. The Princess Bride is also on Disney Plus. But also, When Harry Met Sally, I think, is also on Netflix. But anyway. So there's a scene in When Harry Met Sally where he goes, "But I would like to partake of your pecan pie." So anytime I think of pecan pie, I always go, "Pecan pie."
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm weird. I don't really like it.
Is it because of the nuts? Pie. You don't like
the nuts? The thing is I like nuts. I think it's just a texture thing.
Interesting.
With it all mixed, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I don't like cherry. I'm okay with apple.
Cherry's got like a weird like aftertaste with it. Yeah. I don't dislike it, but I also it's not up there in my favorites.
Yeah, I do like those. God, every time. Now, speaking of thinking of other shows and movies, every time I think of trifles, tell me what you think of.
Friends.
Yes. My mom's side of the family makes trifles every year for holidays. And I always think of, it's like meat, potatoes, cake. Meat. Is that what Joey says? And he goes, meat. Meat, like, good. Potatoes, good.
Damn good. It tastes like feet. Oh, God. Okay, so my friend Amanda, she got married a couple years ago, and she loves Friends. And we made her bridal shower was all Friends themed.
That's cool.
And I made the trifle for her shower.
Like but the legit same trifle?
But not with the meat and stuff like that, no. I used pound cake on the bottom, and then I made strawberry jam to put on it. And then whipped cream, and I don't think that I found anything to use for, like, the peas and the carrots. But I did make some kind of, like, chocolate something, like, I think it might have been like chocolate Rice Krispies or something like that that I threw in there that made it look like ground beef. It was really fun.
That's cool.
And they were actually really good. So
that's really neat.
Yeah. So it was a good time. But I also asked another question on our poll, which was, do your kids eat Thanksgiving food? Do your kids eat Thanksgiving food?
Last year, from what I can remember, no.
Yeah, neither do mine.
They eat it or they don't, and typically I would say they don't.
Mm-hmm. I would say I'd like to know how old the majority of these kids are, because out of however many we voted, 67 percent of them said that their kids do eat Thanksgiving food. Mine don't. And I always try to, like the month before Thanksgiving, like all of November, I try to, like, make something that's going to be offered on Thanksgiving so that they're...
That's awesome.
...exposed to it. It doesn't make a difference, though, Sam. It doesn't make a difference. Like, my oldest, my daughter, she hates mashed potatoes. Hates them. It's like a whole
texture. She's so funny with them.
She gags. She's thrown up from them. Like, I'm at the point now where I'm like, I'm just not even going to try. I'm not going to try because I really don't want to clean up puke. You know what I mean? Yep. So my son, though, loves mashed potatoes. But she is so picky when it comes to stuff like that. And he won't eat green beans. So, like, I've made green bean casserole once because I know that's something that's going to be there on Thanksgiving. Yep. I've made mashed potatoes. I know she's not going to eat that. I know that they'll eat the rolls. I know they'll eat the rolls. That's the one thing that they do. Yeah.
And dessert.
Yeah. And dessert. Yeah. So my hopes and dreams are that maybe this year is a little bit different. Maybe I should put her, like, more in charge of what she wants to put on her plate. Then maybe she'll eat more of it. I don't know.
It's hard. Like, I even ask them what they want.
Yeah.
I'll put it on. And they won't eat it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing at home. Like, tonight, I put this everything on their plate that they asked for. You know what my daughter ate? She ate two slices of apples, and that was it, off of her plate. And none of the turkey. Or, no, not turkey. Wow, chicken. I said turkey because we're talking about Thanksgiving. And then... It's like 7:15 and we're laying on the couch getting about ready to go to bed. And she goes, I'm hungry. And I was like, too late.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to go to bed hungry.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you. You should have eaten what was on your plate.
Like,
I literally maybe 5 minutes before that put everything away. Because I was sick of it sitting out from like 5:30 to 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because usually we leave it out. And then if they want to eat, that's their snack. But, yeah, like, because I made chicken gnocchi soup today.
Mm-hmm. So that sounds good. Delicious.
Oh, so good. It's a vegetable chicken gnocchi. And, oh, my God, it was so hilarious. So, obviously, gnocchi, it's a very different texture. Potato, noodle. So, like, my youngest puts it in her mouth, and she's not expecting what she expects. And she opens her mouth and starts spitting it out back in her bowl. And I was like, nope, put that back in your mouth. And she ate it. And then she puts a second one in her mouth. And she's like, she's got her mouth full. And she goes, it's disgusting. The only thing she had out of the soup was the broth mixture and the carrots. Yeah.
I made potato soup last night.
Ooh.
I know. It's delicious. I had some for lunch today. Did not regret eating it at all.
I sent Luke like 12 soup recipes yesterday and this morning.
It's soup season.
And I was like, what soup do you want? Because I want soup today. And since I'm working a half day, I'm making it. So he texted me back and told me which one he wanted because I texted him only the ones that sounded good to me. Which there was like, it was like a list of like 35 and I sent him like 12.
Yeah. It's soup season, even though it's like 85 degrees out today.
Yeah.
But I'll eat soup.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the majority of the people who follow us, they said that their kids do eat Thanksgiving food. Yeah, I'm a little jealous too. What are you doing that I'm not doing? I feel like I've tried everything. I did ask share your favorite thing about Thanksgiving, which might be just like a given, but, the Parenting Solutions with Dr. Hoover, they said, spending time with family. Like, that's probably my favorite thing about Thanksgiving too. And probably the majority of people's favorite things about Thanksgiving, but do you have a different thing that you like about Thanksgiving?
The turkey naps.
Yeah.
Like, it stinks that I don't get to experience, like, the holidays anymore with my dad. But, like, that was my favorite thing, which if he was still, like, fully 100, I would still do it now if he actually took a nap at family events. But my dad was always the one that would just fall asleep anywhere at any, like, family event. On the couch, he'd turn around and he'd just be passed out at my aunt and uncle's house. And so a lot of times on all the holidays, I would just go lay next to him on the couch and I would take, like, a two-hour nap at a family's house.
Yeah.
In the middle of the party with my dad. That's awesome. And if he still did that, which he doesn't, because all he does is try and bug my mother to leave anywhere they are at, I would still be doing that at the prime age of 33.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I like relax enough to fall asleep. Really? Yeah, I always worry about whatever my kids are doing.
Oh, you don't have, like, do you have ages of, like, 10 to 13? In your, mm-hmm. Oh, we do. See, the girls, they just take the kids in the basement and they play.
Yeah, so but we also don't do, like, a big Thanksgiving like we used to. Like, if we got the entire rack of aunt side together, my dad's side, like, yes, absolutely. But we don't. Not anymore. Because it's just, like, there's so many of us. And then everybody started having kids. Like, I have, like, 30 cousins. Something like that. Something crazy. A very large number of cousins on the rack of aunt side.
That's how my dad's side is. Because my dad's one of 11.
Yeah. And so then they all started having kids, and then it just got to be a lot. Just got to be a lot of people in one house.
It is. Oh, yeah.
In a long time.
So we still do it like my dad's side of the family for Christmas. We still get together. So it's like all my aunts and uncles and their spouses.
How do you go for that?
Pretty much whoever has the biggest house.
Yeah.
Or has the space.
Yeah.
We used to rent out a hall every year for Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you rent something? Because that's like how big a lot.
That's how big my dad's family is. Because I would say our group text is fairly large. And then every aunt and uncle has a child. Some have up to 4 children.
Man.
Yeah, and then 75% of my cousins have children, more than one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, when we do Thanksgivings now, it's, like, pretty, like, it's an intimate gathering, pretty much. Like, so we're with, like, my parents, my brothers, you know, maybe Peepaw and his lady friend Mary. But, like, you know, the Whitmore side, Brandon's side, like, if we get together with his dad, which we haven't done in the last couple of years, we've gotten together with his mom and dad. They come together and we have dinner together. And when we've done that, like, she does have cousins her own age.
Yeah.
Our mother does. And now my son's getting old enough to where, like, he could actually, like, go and play and be independent.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, like, I don't think I'd be able to, like, fully relax and actually take a nap. But maybe in a couple years.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah, no. I just kind of, I would say most sides of the family, there's kids that the girls can go play with, which is nice.
That is nice.
Because, it's very nice. And then, like, my cousin's kids on my mom's side of the family, like, one went through the, 2 nurses and a dummy course. So, like, she's a babysitter and, like.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So all of the kids kind of hang out and play. And
it's kind of like the circle of life a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, at one point, I'm sure that you were the youngest.
I was always the youngest on my mom's side.
And you were watching your cousin's kids for a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Been there.
Oh, yeah. It's nice.
And then eventually you get old enough and then you get invited to the adult area and then you're like, I'm one of you now.
Like, oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, I remember I would still try and sit with my parents. My mom would be like, go play with the kids. And I'd be like, I don't want to. I want to sit with you guys because I wanted to, like, be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And hear what they have to say, which they're probably just bitching about their children. So she probably didn't want me there.
Gosh, I remember like the Christmas before we, it was either right after we got married or the year after we got married. I don't remember. But I remember like we were all old enough. My cousins, like I have a bunch of cousins that are like right in the same age as me. And we all were sitting around the kitchen table at my Aunt Patty's house. And I was like, we've all made it to the adult table. Where are the actual adults at? Like, where are they? They're somewhere around here. And then I found out, like, my dad and his brother were, like, hanging out in the basement. Or they were out in the garage. Like, they've all found, like, different hiding places to get away from everybody. And then, like, my cousins and I, like, we were all playing, like, games and stuff like that at the table. It was a lot of fun. And then we all, like, kind of stopped getting together because, like, our group's just too big. Too big. Mm-hmm. Nobody had a house that was big enough for everybody. So, yeah. You know, it's hard.
It is. But, oh, here's a little story about parenthood real quick before we, if we're ending soon. But,
yeah.
Yesterday, so we went to my mother-in-law's this past weekend to help her decorate for Christmas just so she wouldn't have to do it herself because it takes a while. And so it was me and my husband and my kids and my brother-in-law, like my husband's brother, his wife, and then their one-year-old son. And we all decorated her house and got all of her stuff out and put it all up for her. But every year, my mother-in-law gives the girls an ornament off of her Christmas tree. And it's like the very old school ornaments, like very nice fine glass ornaments. And last year, my eldest broke her ornament. This year, they bring them home. They're in bubble wrap in a box on the kitchen counter. And yes, I could have moved them, but her three-year-old sister even knew not to touch her ornament. My oldest wanted to play with it and hold it because it had a peacock tail and it was very soft. And I kept telling her to put it away, that she was going to break it. And she kept saying, Mommy, I'm not going to break it. I'm being super careful. And I was like, fine. I've told you multiple times, if you break it, you break it. I don't know what else to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was doing laundry yesterday because I was off with the kids. And my oldest walks in and she goes, I'm sorry, Mommy. I was like, oh, what happened? She goes, I broke my ornament.
Oh, no.
I know. And I was like, okay, let's go check it out. Let's make sure there's no glass everywhere. Make sure nobody gets glass in their feet. Because last time we put up ornaments at my mother-in-law's house this past weekend, we broke an ornament and my youngest got a piece of glass stuck in her foot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so I'm like, it's all over my family room. And so I'm like picking it up, vacuuming it all up to make sure we're not going to get glass. And so my youngest, or my oldest, is like really upset that she broke it. And I was like, and I was like, you know what? I'm not mad. I said, you know, you made that choice. You made that choice. We told you multiple times and you broke it. I don't know what else to tell you. And so then she's like bothering me while I'm vacuuming. Like she's taking this big balloon from her birthday party last year. Like those little nice like metallic ones that you can blow up and refill.
Yeah.
And like hitting me with it while I'm vacuuming. I turn the vacuum off and I'm like, hey, so if you're going to hit me with the balloon while I'm doing this, I'm just going to make you vacuum it all up. And she got real sassy with me and she puts her hand on her hips and she goes, well, if you would have told me no, I just wouldn't have broken it. So it's all your fault that it got broken. And I was like,
oh no.
I was ready to blow a gasket. I was like, listen here. I did. Oh, I did. And you didn't listen. Now it's broken. So it's not my fault. I think it's yours. I was so mad. But I kept my cool. I was so proud of myself. Kept my cool.
Good for you.
I know. And then, like, you know, 3 hours later, she dropped an entire cup of water down in our basement.
Oh, man.
It was a great day. Like, a great, fabulous day spending it with the kids because I don't get those that often because of my work schedule. With being a nurse practitioner, it's hard to take off and cancel patients.
Yeah.
But it was a very nice day. Besides those two things, like she walked outside because I told her I couldn't go inside to help her get the cup because my youngest was refusing to go in, and she walks out literally the phrase, I'm sorry, Mommy. And I go, what happened? And she goes, I spilt the water everywhere. Is that Brandon? Hey, Brandon.
He is frozen at the bottom of the stairs.
Why? You can come in.
He walked back upstairs.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God, that was so funny. I turn around and all I see is like, I'm like this backing up.
Luke does that stuff too. Oh my gosh. We had so much fun at soccer practice last night, by the way. And my youngest practiced with them. Yeah, my youngest practiced with them.
That's fun. That's good.
Yeah, she did very good. It was nice. But
that's good. Yeah. And that was their last practice.
I know.
Last practice ever.
What did you say?
I said possibly my daughter's last practice
ever. Yeah, that's what Brandon said, which I totally understand.
Yeah.
I would love her to continue to play, but I very much understand that soccer meaning a big for her.
Yeah. It's such a fight. But anyway, the last thing that I got from my questions, I asked advice for new parents for the holidays. And my friend Katie from work, she's the one who recommended the Wonder Year book.
Cool.
Okay. So she said, don't overdo it. Respect your kids' schedules and stick to them. If they nap through family dinner, it's okay. Which I totally agree with. Like,
I agree.
If you only want to do one holiday on Thanksgiving because you don't want to do, you don't want to put your kids through the ringer or holiday, don't do it. Yep. You know, if you want your kids to take a nap during their nap time, have them take a nap. If you need to leave so that they can go take a nap, you can do it.
Yes.
So.
I always found a place at someone's house to let them sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just, it's how you survive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really, though. Like, and if anybody has kids like my kids, they don't really nap anywhere else.
Yeah.
That was always a really.
Your kids don't nap anywhere else.
They did not when they were little.
Oh. We were just at a family party this past Sunday, and my daughter slept in my cousin's bed for like an hour and a half.
No, they don't. It's just like not something that they do. Like, both of them rarely sleep in the car. Like, we went over to Katie's house a couple weeks ago, and my son fell asleep in the car on the way home. He never sleeps in the car. So
he definitely was exhausted from that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was a fun night.
It was fun. But, yeah, stick to your schedule. Do whatever. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you feel like would be best. Don't let other people tell you what to do. Yeah. You know, don't feel like you have
dictate your day.
Yes, because of what other people want, that you're going to like let people down or disappoint them, which is easier said than done because that's like my whole life. You know, I'd make decisions because I don't want to let people down. But you got to do what's best for your family. So if you want your kid to go home and take a nap, by all means, let your kid go home and take a nap.
Perfect. Yes.
Not a big deal.
Yeah. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We hope you have a fabulous time with your family and enjoy. Hopefully you have time to relax.
Yeah. And when we are sitting down at our Thanksgiving meal, one of the things that I'm going to be thankful for is all of you for listening to us every week.
Well, yes.
Yes. And obviously, Sam, you. I'm going to be thankful for you too.
Yeah, me too.
How could I not? How could I not?
For our friendship, for doing this. And
yes, all the things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mother of All Podcasts. Our podcast is recorded and edited by Sam and Taylor using Spotify for Podcasters. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to our show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you really liked us, you can find us online for more information at www.motherofallpodcast.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And we will see you next week.